This is I Sing the Body Electric, a Smallville AU fanfic written by Dances with Gary and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Clark Lex. Sound and pressure waves precede the arrival of the entity known as Superman, confirming the transponder's extrapolated trajectory and the facial recognition scans captured at the outskirts of Metropolis. A preliminary assessment of condition by speed, altitude, and uniform damage ensures that the Logistical Extrapolation Facility, or LEX, as Superman prefers, is fully prepared and that Superman will encounter no delays in any of the system's responses to his needs. There is no living being on Earth that cares for Superman as much as LEX. In decades past, there had been humans assigned to tasks such as cleaning, nutrition, or repair, but as they had aged and died, no replacements arrived. Having absorbed all other subroutines and protocols, LEX now constructs any tools necessary to carry out needed functions. Superman is the only living occupant of the crystal fortress that towers high above the city's skyline. Everyone on Earth knows Superman's face and mission, but no living person remembers or calls him by the name he'd once answered to. ID 00000000000000000000000001 in Lex's database. Clark Kent. A small mobile accepts the contaminated uniform for cleaning, while the shower's temperature adjusts to remove both dirt and blood. Superman's favorite sandalwood and musk soap dispenses at a wave of a hand, and Lex directs the brush to extend from the wall to scrub the muscled body from head to toe. Outside the shower, the blood-warm breeze that wafts through the tiled room dries Superman before he slips into the Egyptian cotton robe another mobile carries. A nutritional meal, which Lex has prepared with an auxiliary node, arrives just as Superman takes his seat at the dining room table. The music Lex selected to match the cuisine plays quietly, a familiar melody calculated to relax Superman so that he will seek his bed soon after eating. Lex tallies the meal and music in the success column when Superman leaves the table and retires to his bedroom, with only a single detour to the bathroom along the way. Lex dims the lights as Superman crawls into the custom-sized bed, lowering the temperature in the room so that Superman will welcome the cashmere blanket, instead of pushing it to one side as too warm. Superman slips into Delta stage sleep within the optimal time span, but then Lex detects the increase in pulse and respiration that indicates a nightmare is in progress. A whimper confirms Lex's conclusion. Two tentacles, covered in synthetic skin undistinguishable from human, extend from the headboard. Lex wraps one around Superman's shoulders with a pressure calculated to human limits, while stroking the other across Superman's forehead, its temperature set to 1 degree cooler than Superman's skin. In a gender-neutral tone, volume modulated to penetrate Superman's dream without waking, Lex intones variation on the theme of, "Hush, Clark. Everything will be okay. Sleep. Don't worry. It's all right." More is possible, but Superman settles into a more restful state before it is required. Lex has registered the physical benefits of orgasms in the past, but employing the flexible tips for that purpose carries the risk of Superman rousing enough to understand and protest. The statistics Lex keeps shows it is advisable to keep the tentacles above the waist to encourage sleep over release, a policy Lex will follow until the more optimal solution becomes available. With another auxiliary node, Lex scans the results of the project assigned to the highest priority in Lex's queue, although Superman has not ordered the work. Each parameter set during development is based on intensive study of Superman's past preferences when interacting with humans, attributes including pale skin, red hair, blue eyes, and male. The latest revision has proven viable, and Lex advances to the next step. There is no living being on Earth that cares for Superman as much as Lex. Yet. The end.